Welcome to another episode of Emma's Diary from the Road. In this episode, I talk about New York to LA from the entertainment perspective. Also, I started seeing a trainer out here. His last name is Burns, and I'm more sore than I have ever been in my entire life. I had an evening that sucked and an evening that was pretty good. And I talk about synergy, and I try to be comforting for anyone who's stressed about the upcoming Thanksgiving. That's it. Thank you for listening to Emma's Diary from the Road. I'm Emma. What's up, guys? I'm in LA, and I wanted to talk a little bit about New York to LA. Basically, I wanted to start spending more time in LA because I didn't know what else to do in New York. Like, I've been there like 6 years. When I first got to New York, it was to go to school. I went to grad school kind of to throw my parents a bone because they were like, actually, I remember the story very well. I wanted to do comedy and I was just doing open mics and I was working and I remember the first time I even saw comedy. I was going to a, sorry if I'm repeating the story. Sometimes I fucking talk so much. I don't even know where I've told each story. Also, I'm out of breath. I was just playing with the dog. Whew. So, I remember this friend of mine, Eli. I think he had a crush on someone. We had just graduated college. I think he had a crush on someone. He was like, I'm going to go to this party and, you know, see if they're there. So, I had my girlfriend at the time, Brooke. And we went and met up with him at the party. And as we're walking down the stairs, he's walking up and he goes, nah, the person's here. They're talking to someone else. Let's go. And I was like, all right. And then maybe I knew someone there. For some reason, I was going to do a loop. You know when you do the loop at the party? You're not even looking to talk to anybody. Just you do the little loop. You're pretending you're on a mission in some way for something, you know? Not too intense a mission. You don't want people at the party like, what's that fucking weirdo? What are they doing? Just, you know, something where you're kind of like, you're looking for someone, a little mysterious loop. And on the loop, there was a girl in the corner. And I think they had her like speaking into a mic connected to like a karaoke thing. Like it was not a good setup. Sound is important in comedy. People forget that. For podcasting, for comedy, you need to be able to hear the thing, you know? The thing being the thing that it is. You know, with cooking, food is important. Because you cook it, the food, it's what it is. It's so simple, it almost seems, like, interesting, but not really. It's like, you know, it all comes back around. It is what it is. So they had her in a shit sound system. So I went over to get kind of closer. And I remember she was telling a joke about Silence of the Lambs and how her body type wasn't right for the skin suit. And she said the word, I think she just said the word tranny. I think. I know, actually. But she was quoting somebody else. She wasn't saying it herself. And in this dingy basement with all these, like, you know, that word is a hot button word, and you know, people were like, but she was quoting somebody else, and I understood that, and she wasn't saying she was for it, she was quoting this other person, but people started going, oh, and getting like mad. And this isn't the comedy club where there's like a buffer. It's like we're in this basement for God knows what reason, you know, because everyone was over 21. We could have gone to the bar, but I remember people were like, oh. And then she kind of wrapped it up, and afterwards I went up to her and I said, what was that? And then now that's not something, you don't want to ask a comedian, what was that? You know what I mean? Like, that's not the time. They want you to know that it was comedy. You know what I mean? Like, if someone does a tap dancing thing and you go up to them and are like, oh, was that some kind of construction work you were doing? They're going to be like, no, it's fucking tap dancing. And if they had a bad tap dancing show, they're going to be like, well, shit, maybe it looked like construction. If it was a good tap dancing show, it'd be like, it was obviously tap dancing, you fucking moron. You ever been to a construction site? They weren't diddle-daddling like that. So, anyway. So, this girl, I don't think she does comedy anymore, but I remember just being like, you know, what was that? And then she was like, oh, I'm trying to do stand-up. And then she, like, gave me this place. She said, go watch comedy at this place, whatever. So that's how I, like, first, very, very first, like, started doing it. Why the fuck did I start telling this story? There was a reason. Oh, yeah. So I went to New York. But I was just doing a bunch of open mics and all that stuff. And I went to grad school. And I would just be, like, running around. Like, you know, just in New York, you can run around. Like, New York is, like, small. Like, part of why Manhattan is so expensive is there's just so much in such a close proximity. Like, they're growing up, not growing out. Like, it's literally an island. So, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's an island. And it's small. So, you can hoof it. You can bop around. And it's a hard place to live in that it's just, like, so expensive and so much and it's so intense. And I truly, like, people that aren't in, like, entertainment or, I guess, finance, like, that's what it is. I truly wonder, like, it's so interesting to me that people would want to live there. Like, that's very interesting. Like, it's just, you're just doing a lot. You know, on Secret Keepers, Carly and I talk about the luxury of going to a grocery store. And I'm talking about, like, a grocery store where you can spread your wings, where there's aisles. You know, in New York, you don't have a grocery store. There's a couple Whole Foods, there's a couple Trader Joe's, there's a couple other things intermixed in, but it's just different because the amount, the real estate, and it's so fucking packed in there, you know? It's just different. It's different. You know, like, there was a Walmart in Maine that was, like, 50 acres. Slight exaggeration, but it's like, you could spread your wings and fly. If you were a human with flying capabilities, whoosh, 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 down the lanes at the Walmart. So, New York's just tough. And I've been there for a while, and there's just one street where it's like, I used to, like, I started out doing open mics there, and then there's this other club that I got into, and then there's this final club that's, like, a tough one to get into, and I got in there, but I just don't know what the hell else more to do. You know, I don't know. And it's always tricky. I hear, like, you know, a friend of mine wants to move, but it's, like, I think she's having, like, other problems in the city she's in, but she'll still, wherever you go, there you are. So it's, if you're like, so that's something to look at when you're like, I feel discontent about this. And it's like, well, maybe it doesn't have anything to do with the city you're in. And then that's just a distraction. Like, there's, you know, I'm related to someone where it's like, they seem like unhappy, but then always then there's like some big thing that pops up. Like, they're going to get a house, or then they're going on vacation, or then they're getting something. And I do think a lot of people, maybe myself included, you know, we can live that way. But there is something pretty powerful in just stopping and trying to be like, okay, what's what? So that's why a big thing with LA, I had always been thinking like, okay, I want to be spending more time out here to be around other people and see where I can, cause like every opportunity I got in New York came from other comedians. Basically, I do have a good acting agent. But yeah, it's never really clicked. I haven't had a manager that's like clicked so much per se, but it's like, I was like, okay, like, I don't know what the fuck else to do. And that I was dating someone in LA and got in a relationship with someone in LA that I liked offered something outside of entertainment to be around in New York, to be around in LA too. You know, it was kind of like something that made it feel like more like a real life here also. Because before I was like, okay, if I go out there, it's just like entertainment all the time. Although I will say this, the makeup artist has been out of town for a couple days and it feels really nice just to be focusing on just entertainment. Really nice. And I felt really good too because she messed up her schedule and that made me be like, hey, I'm motherfucking you. Because I'm always the one messing up the schedule. She had asked me to be in LA this weekend. And so I canceled what I was doing. It wasn't something that was like super big. Otherwise, I wouldn't have. But I like assessed it and was like, yeah, I'm going to cancel that. I would like to be in the city in LA this weekend. And then she got a job in the same place that I had canceled. Say the place that I was supposed to go was Detroit. It wasn't, but say it was. She's like, please stay in the city this weekend. So I canceled my thing in Detroit. A couple days later, she gets something in Detroit and she's like, oh, I'm going to take it. Now, when I first heard that, I was like, what the fuck? But her thing in Detroit is bigger for her than the thing I had that was comfortable for me to cancel. So I'm okay with that. It's all good. And also I was like, ooh, this is going to build me capital for some time. I'm going to need to duck out of anything. So so she's gone for that. And it's interesting for me being with someone who's doing something also freelance because it's like she cancels at the last minute sometimes too. Like, Monday we were supposed to hang out, and then she was like, oh, one of my friends is a client, is in town. I'm going to go see them. I was like, okay, no problem. And then I made plans to podcast. And then she was like, oh, I switched the time around, but she hadn't told me. So we've been having some, like, scheduling kerfuffles, but that's, like, a workable thing. I've had things in other relationships where I was like, oh, I don't know if this is, like, a workable problem. Like, we inherently maybe communicate differently or want different things. This scheduling thing, this is very okay with me. We'll see. My therapist was like, okay, so there's a thing. It's not a big thing yet, but we'll see where that goes. And I was like, all right. So it's nice being in LA, just getting to, like, focus on entertainment stuff. But being with someone out here, I can't deny, was, like, definitely a pull for, like, being like, okay, I feel more, like, comfortable in that space. But it's fucking tough. You know, you don't get as much stage time, but that's okay too. You know, I wasn't running around like crazy in New York, but, I mean, I, as much as I was originally, but so it's like, I'm trying to go get in at these clubs now in LA, and it's, I'm in at some of them, but it's just different. You know, I'm just around different people. And when you dip in somewhere and you're just visiting, you can kind of do whatever you want. Cause you're like, oh, I'm in town these days, so do this and do that. When you're just here, they're like, yeah, you're around. So we'll see. But last night sucked. The night before that was great. Last night was fucking rough. It was rough. I had, like, a weird meeting and a weird-ass phone call and a weird-ass show, you know. And I got a trainer, and we worked out, and I've never been more sore in my fucking life. My trainer's name, I'll tell you after this commercial. And if you're listening to this through the Patreon, then there is no goddamn commercial. But when I... Never mind. I got a trainer, his name is Mike Burns, and that's his, like, for real name. I mean, he says it's his for real name. He was like, yeah, people think I made it up because I'm a trainer and my last name's Burns. I'm like, yeah, that's like if you're in porn, your last name's like Cockstuffer. It's like, isn't that crazy? I'm in porn, my last name's Cockstuffer. It's like, yeah, which came first, the chicken or the dysfunction or the chicken or the egg, however that goes. Like, but yeah, his name's Mike Burns. And yesterday, this motherfucker burns me down. It was like, I got in a couple minutes late. I got in early, and then I took a phone call, and then I was a couple minutes late. But I was in the building. We do a little warm-up, and then it was like leg day. I saw, oh, God, someone did this joke I thought was funny where they were like, the more into working out you are, the more specific. The more someone is into working out, the more specific body types that they start to get to. Like, someone will be, you know, like, they're like, oh, I'm working on my triceps. And then the least into working out you are, the more broad it gets. Like, what are you working on? Emotional issues. And then you get someone over there working on, like, the left part of their forehead because they, like, have done everything else. But that's what it felt like. So he's like, we're doing legs. And it was like, this part of the butt, this part of the thing. And that's what I want to work on is the butt. I've never been like, bam, bam, boom, in the butt. Even when I've been little, my butt's been whoop, whoop, wabble, dabble. Too much. Too much. It's fine. It's just too much sometimes. So I said, I want to get firmed in the butt. And that's a motherfucker of a process. Dip, dip, lunge. Ugh. And it's all these, like, fucking muscly guys in the gym. And it's so interesting to me that the guy, the trainer, who's fucking jacked, is he's, like, not, like, super pro meat, like you would think. And he's, like, very, like, no, like, digestion. He said, he's like, you know, all that meat, like, you get a bunch of dead meat in your colon. I'm like, well, I prefer it to be dead. I don't need, like, a live llama kicking around in the colon. But, like, fuck. He said the average person has 5 pounds of unprocessed meat up in that motherfucker. Shit. Literally. So, you can just never judge a book by its cover. And you guys might get a crack out of this. So, I was doing this exercise where I'm, like, on my back, and then something, I have to, like, push something up with my legs. And I said something about, I'm supposed to bring these workout gloves. And I said, I don't have them. We're moving and unboxing. And I was like, you know, I was away. And then my girlfriend, like, unpacked stuff and really organized it. And I was like, I had unpacked stuff, but I didn't unpack it right, apparently. And then I was like, you know, I'm the man one in the relationship, so I'm not, like, the super organized one. And then he, big muscular guy, goes, oh, well, actually, in my relationship, my wife isn't organized at all. She just, like, comes home and, like, chucks stuff down and then, like, wants to have a beer and watch TV. And he's like, and then I'm all the one that does all the organizing. And that was kind of like, then it's me telling this giant muscular guy. I was like, oh, yeah, I guess gender roles are kind of outdated. And he was like, yeah, you know, it's case to case. And I was like, right, right, fuck me. What am I talking about? What am I talking about? But it was just interesting. So I'm out here in LA and, you know, I'll be going back to New York enough so I get the podcasts as much as I can, you know, podcasts and do stage time out there. I still have my apartment out there. So it's interesting. So it's like kind of like a slow glide into LA, but you know, this is the final frontier. This isn't the belly of the beast. This is the beast. So I guess there is a belly part. So maybe it's the, I don't know what fucking cross section it is. It's not the, I'm not in the sirloin tip part that, like, if you cut it up, I'm not in the part where there would be like the filet mignon or something. But I'm working on it. And I got to do a new vision board. I don't know if any of you guys watch The Secret, but I got to do a new vision board. I think that's his thing. Got to get that synergy down. Got to get it cracking. You know, you want to be working and doing things and feeling like a winner and working with people that are winners. I have this guy. He's an agent, not the same place the acting agent is an agent. Usually they work at the same company, and agents do. But if the company doesn't have a certain department, you can get an agent at another company. So there's things called voiceovers. Like if you're listening, if you're on the radio and someone's like, eat steak and beans, you'd be like, oh, that was someone doing voiceover for steak and beans. Now, that was not a great steak and beans commercial. Is steak and beans a thing? Egg and steak? Refried beans, burgers and beans, hamburger, whatever. So this guy, like 2 years ago, hit me up and he was like, I think you got a unique voice. Like, would you be interested in doing voiceover? I said, yeah. Seen him a couple times. I went in, I did an audition for him today for like a credit card or something. This guy's such a fucking winner. First of all, I didn't even recognize him. I was like, whoa, did you lose some weight? Like, in retrospect, yeah, he lost like 110 pounds. Shaved his beard. He looks incredible, but this guy has a great attitude and he's a winner. And he's a winner because he's informative, he's on it, he's respectful, he's professional, and he just, he does his job, and he gets it, and he's proactive, and he's engaged, and he's interested, and he's not desperate, but he's not too confident, he's just the right amount of things. When you're around someone like that, you're like, oh yeah, that's a fucking winner, and that just feels good to be in that presence, especially when they're also like limited interactions here, but it's like, okay, from what I've seen, where I'm sitting, you're winning and you're also quite polite. And I think that, I don't think you're winning if you're not polite. No matter what you're doing, I mean, you could be winning, but something's corroded. Because it's like, you know, not everyone's polite all the time, but like baseline, you know, fucking. Over my dead body, would I not thank an Uber driver unless they did something really wrong? Even if I'm in the car and I'm going through the worst phone call of my life and it's just like everything's shit, whatever, when I get out of the Uber, I go, thank you so much, I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Unless they fuck something up, which I have yet to have an Uber driver do. Yeah, so. Now, Lyft, that's a different story. Just kidding. All right, so this is, just wanted to really clarify what's going on, New York to LA. You guys can ask me questions too. The voice message thing on here is quite confusing, but you can email me. I am Emma Willman. And, yeah, you know, if you're, it's put New York to LA in it. People always ask the difference and stuff in entertainment. So I don't know if this is in any way applicable to people, but it's an interesting thing between the two places. And they get compared a lot, obviously. All right. That's it. Sleep well. I'm recording this at night. Don't stress out about what's going to be going down at Thanksgiving. You know, don't be like, oh, is my fucking uncle going to ask me about how I'm feeling about my marriage and goddammit, I'm still with this motherfucker. Whatever you're stressed out about with Thanksgiving, it comes and goes and everyone's stressed out about it. That's such a good thing to remember. Whatever your worries are, everybody's worrying about themselves. People are worried about, you know, I remember there were certain times, especially when my skin was really bad. I'm like, oh God, my skin's so bad since the last time I was here. Or, you know, when my weight used to fluctuate a lot. Because when I was an overweight kid, and then I wasn't, and then I, like, went like yo-yoed a bit, and then I'd kind of be like, oh God, like, you know, if I'm like weighed much more than the year before, whatever. Whatever. The worry about the thing is always so much worse than the actual thing. The actual thing is kind of whatever. It is what it is. You know, and there's always some distraction and stuff there. So if you're worried about Thanksgiving, I don't know why that popped into my mind. Probably because we're getting close to it. All right. Thank you guys as always. Bye. You know the drill. There's about to be two ads. I don't know how the fuck I'm getting ads, but I'm getting them. Bless Anchor, the app that I do this on. What the hell? The level of customer service here is so exquisite. It's actually unbelievable. So, two ads. You know, I'm keeping it real in the ads. This is a ads heads up about the ads, because I appreciate your time. I just want you to know what's about to go down. About to be two ads, and then a little sound effect. And then the outro. That's it.